Hello everyone, welcome back. I'm Ola, your curvy creative, and I'm hosting podcast for you this week. I'm a little bit late this week, but I wanted to watch She's Got to Have It, at least the first episode, so that I could talk to you about it. So today we're going to talk about, first of all, let's get it out of the way, the Game of Thrones final. Now, don't get me wrong, I still think it was good. I think the series was good. You know, I know lots of people are moaning and saying, oh, you know, it just got sloppy, it rushed, it did. Yeah, I agree with all of that, but I still think it was really good. The only thing, or a few things that I just really was disappointed in, was how Cersei got her comeuppance. I definitely think she needed to be kind of like out there begging for her life, crying. Maybe, you know, Daenerys would have had the chance to kind of show a little bit more craziness, and maybe she's got Jaime and Cersei together, and you know, she kind of executes Jaime so that she can see the love of her life dying, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, later on she's begging for her life, and then she can either be burnt alive or have her head chopped off. I don't know, but that death was shit. It was, you know, rubbish. So yeah, but apart from that, you know, I enjoyed it. It was good that the Starks kind of all, you know, the what was left of the Starks all ended up you know, kind of in a good place, really. Yeah, so that was that. So really happy about that. And on to, I did something very, for me anyway, it was kind of like, it was a big step for me. So there is a platform called The Curve Catwalk. I'll put the link in the bio. And basically what it is it's in London. I don't know if they're going to change the venue at any time, but the one I went to was at Cannon Street, gym box, and it's basically plus size choreographed dancing. And then, you know, you can strut your stuff in heels if you want, and have it recorded, and it was great. From the time I booked it, I was like, right, okay, we're going to do this properly. So I kind of looked at what other people had done in the past, and looked at, you know, what are they wearing. And most people were wearing like shorts, and you know, they were just like wearing what they, what anyone, you know, what average size women would wear for a dance class. And I was like, right, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it properly. So I was like, right, okay, heels. Now, I used to wear heels all the time, but that was when I was going out like twice a week. Whereas like now, because I'm like photographing most of the time, or I'm, you know, going looking for locations, you know, I wouldn't wear heels, even heeled boots, you know, it's just not practical. So, and then I don't really go out that much anyway. So I have got heels, but I very rarely wear them, and I knew that if I wore them for dancing, it would just be ridiculous, because it would be ridiculous because I can just about walk in heels, let alone dance in them. So what I did was I brought my wedges, which is what I will usually wear. So they're still a three inch heel, but they're more of a wedge, and you know, that was fine. So the dancing was really good. I was told that actually it was one of the hardest routines that they'd done, and it was led by a choreographer called Naomi. If you go to the Instagram link for the Curve Catwalk, you'll see her on there. She's a really good dancer. It was good. Everyone, it was so much fun. Everyone was so kind of like, you know, it was like, it was a safe place. That's what it was. It was a safe place, and it was so refreshing. Like, not feeling like, well, she's smaller than me, so she's looking at me in a certain way, or she's bigger than me, so she feels insecure. No, there was all different sizes. Everyone was plus size, but there was all different sizes. And everyone was just enjoying themselves. And I think, you know, if we were laughing, it was just that, you know, we were laughing at ourselves, like when we were getting dance moves wrong. I mean, like, if you watch the video on my Instagram, you can see me, I'm facing the wrong way, but I'm just, you know, I feel safe enough to just laugh it off, not kind of feel like, oh my God, do you know what I mean? So that was an amazing experience, even just getting ready for that. So, you know, I bought a t-shirt and I made it a crop top. Like, I would never wear a crop top out in the open. I bought a lace body to wear underneath. I bought little shorts. I was wearing tights. No, it was really good fun. I absolutely recommend it. They were so welcoming. As soon as I walked through the door, the host, forgotten her name, but the host, she came over, she said what's happening, she you know, and she just made me feel very relaxed straight away. You know, I didn't feel like, oh my God, you know. So that was really, really good. And then afterwards, I got a follow, if you know, it was really good because, like, I posted on my social media, and then other people that had been there, they tagged themselves and posted as well. So, you know, I was able to follow a few of the people that had been there at the class. And then people commented from the class on my video, and the host, she sent an email. I'm assuming she does this for everybody, to kind of say, you know, thanks for coming. But she did actually send me a DM saying, you know, hope you enjoyed your first time. This was like a more difficult dance, so don't feel like if you didn't get it completely right that you know anything was wrong with you, because it was a very hard one. You know, hope you come to the next one. They did talk about doing weekly ones, which would be quite good, because it wouldn't be necessarily that I could go weekly, but it would mean that, you know, you've got four opportunities to go rather than only having the one every month. So yeah, look them up, they're amazing, and, you know, good fun. So yeah, so on to I've got a Curve hero for the week. ASOS. All on my social media, I'm seeing plus size influencers at an event run by ASOS. And I assume it was a plus size influencers event. And funny enough, it was at Soho House, which I haven't been to yet, but it's part of, it's like one of the venues for my network group. For those that don't know, because I don't live in London, so I live in High Wycombe, and Soho House, if I believe, is kind of Oxfordshire-ish way, and so it's one of the venues that a lot of my group of networkers go to and use, and, you know, kind of thing. So but anyway, ASOS hosted a number of plus size influencers of all different ethnicities and sizes, I assume ages as well. But from what I saw, they did an amazing job. Everybody was really happy at the way that they were treated, and you know the diversity and everything like that. So I just want to do a round of applause for ASOS. Keep up the good work, and I hope other brands follow your example, especially brands that have a curve or a plus size range, because I think, like, you know, you don't have to have, if you're a brand and you decided, no, we're not doing that, that's fine, you know. But if you are going to say, well, actually, do you know what, we want some of this money from plus size shoppers, then you've got to do it right. And ASOS at the moment are doing it right, so well done, ASOS. And yeah, I think that's kind of it for me. Oh no, sorry, I've got one more thing, which is the app that I am promoting, or I've been using this week, is actually, it's two apps. So my friend Indigo, Lisa from Indigo, I'm so rubbish, I don't know why I wouldn't have written it down, but hey ho. Right, so it's Lisa, and she's from the Indigo Wares, and she does indigo dyeing. She posted a video on her timeline, not on her timeline, on her story on Instagram, and it was like a collage of photos and videos, and they were all playing together. I think they're all playing together, but anyway, it looked amazing. So I went, slipped in her DMs, and I said to her, you know, what app is this? And she told me the app, and the app is the app is called Unfold. Now, Unfold is, it's made for, you know, you can tell it's made for Instagram. It's portrait mode. You put the bits in, you name the thing, and you can post it straight to Instagram, or you can save it and then post it later on. So I use that for stories. Brilliant. It's really good. It encourages you to be a bit more creative with posting stories and things like that. And obviously you can then use that on your stories. Then it works with your stories from going to Facebook as well. But then I was like, oh, I couldn't see, and maybe it's got it, but I couldn't see if it did have it. I couldn't see a like the same thing, but to post actually on my Instagram as a post. So that would have to be square for it to work properly. So I was like, oh, okay, let's look for a square one. So I found Video Collage, and basically you click the collage that you want, and then you're able to add videos and images to that collage. And if you look on my Instagram, you'll see an example of that in the posts. So that's two apps for you to use. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little bit shorter than I wanted, but you know, I'd rather make it short and precise and give you, you know, what's happened over the week than dragging it on and just rabbiting on about nothing. So that's that, and have a lovely week, whatever you decide to do, and enjoy the sunshine, because the sun has actually come out. And maybe I'm going to be, because of this, the curvy catwalk, maybe I'm now going to be a bit more bolder with my, I mean, I'm quite bright colored anyway for summer, but maybe I'm going to be just a little bit more bolder, you know, less sort of covering up bums and tums, and just, you know, no, it's not like anyone can work out whether I'm plus size or not plus size, or curvy or not curvy, just because I cover something up with a t-shirt. So so here's to enjoying the summer, and see you later. Bye.